Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. We got a great show for you lined up. Dr. Norm Shealy is going to be joining us in a few minutes. And then in the third hour, the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be here talking about the book Soul Visioning, Clear the Past, Create Your Future by Susan Wisehart. But we want to complete our section. We were talking with Gary Beckman from Edge Life Magazine and the Edge Life Expo coming up. And Gary, you had one other really cool thing coming up. Let's go ahead and have you mention that.
We have three of them, David. The Psychic Symposium, the Edge Life Expo is this coming the next weekend, November 8th and 9th. And I think that one thing, David, they can find out a lot of great information if they go to www.edgelife.net.
Right, edgelife.net, all one word. You can check it out. And Gary, is it all right for our listeners that check out the podcast versions in the next couple days? Can they call that number to get in touch with Patty for free tickets as well to the Edge Life Expo?
They surely can.
All right, so we'll give that a number again. So if you're interested in attending the Edge Life Expo, it's a holistic expo. It's fantastic. I've been out there about probably the last 5 years. I'm sorry I'm going to be missing this. We're going to be out at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado next weekend. But come on out there, check out the incredible speakers, including our next speaker, Norm Shealy. And if you'd like free tickets, just tell me listen to a Darkness Radio. Give Patty a call.
That's 952-406-8216.
Thank you very much, Gary. We'll see you there.
Have a great show and say hello to Norm Shealy.
Will do. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, folks, yeah, we're going to be this next guest actually was brought to me by Gary Beckman. He was talking to me about the Edge Life, and I was talking to him about holistic healing, how we wanted to start exploring other aspects of the paranormal and other realms of alternative medicines and thoughts. And he said, Dave, the first name that comes to mind, you got to talk to Dr. Norman Shealy. He's an MD. He's a PhD. He's actually a classically trained neurosurgeon. And after medical school at Duke University, he trained at Massachusetts General Hospital. And then in 1978, Dr. Shealy was instrumental in creating the American Holistic Medical Association, which continues to emphasize the spiritual component of healing. He was the founding president of the AHMA for its first 2 years. And Dr. Shealy holds over 10 patents for innovative discoveries. He's published over 300 articles and 25 books, his latest of which is Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. So let's welcome for the first time, and hopefully not the last, right back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town, Dr. Norm Shealy. Good evening, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Dave. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time here with us this evening and talking about this. And, you know, we were talking to Gary Beckman in the last hour. We were asking him about the shift that's kind of going on right now. The interesting thing I find is that, you know, for a long time, there was this strange division between holistic and religious and all these different views. And one would not accept the other and so on and so forth. But it's really come to me over the last 5 years that even in religious aspects, they're stepping up now and saying that there is some type of shift that they're aware of going on. I mean, even when, like we mentioned with Gary in the last segment, when the Pope comes out and says, you know what, it's okay to believe in UFOs and aliens. It's not a sin to believe that there's something more outside of us. It starts to make you sit back and scratch your head a little bit that maybe it's time to start exploring different methods in a lot of things. Now, your book, again, is called Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth, correct? And Soul Medicine?
Right. And I believe, of course, that average life expectancy should be 100 instead of 78. And with a few little added instruments, one might live an average of 140 years.
140 years. Now, is this 140 years of quality life, though, Dr. Shealy? Or?
You bet, Dave. You know, the average person has major medical problems only 1 or 2 years, the last 1 or 2 years of life. Well, if you're only going to dwindle for 1 or 2 years, why not wait till you're 138 instead of 76?
I agree. Now, what causes the early retirement of our bodies, if you will? And what can we start to look to do? Is this something that takes a lot of tweaking? I mean, you know, a lot of people are, let's face it, America, we're an amazingly lazy society. We want a quick pill.
Yep, you've just hit it. We are unbelievably lazy and expect somehow it to be done for us. You know that less than 3% of Americans have the four most essential health habits, namely no smoking, a body mass index between 18 and 24, eating 5 servings of fruits or vegetables a day, and exercising 30 minutes just 3 times a week. If 100% of Americans did those things, average life expectancy would go up over the next 20 years from 78 to 100.
Unbelievable. And it's that easy of a paradigm shift, just making those subtle changes?
Well, they're not so subtle. You know, it's amazing. 28% of, somewhere between 26 to 28% of people still smoke.
Right.
After 50 years of a campaign to stop it. 65+% of people are overweight, with one-third being truly obese. The average American eats 3.4 servings of fruits or vegetables a day instead of 5. And only 10% of Americans get the 3 times a week, 30 minutes of exercise. So it looks simple to those of us who do it, and it looks impossible to those who choose not to.
Well, no, you know, now I'm not a smoker. I know I don't get my enough vegetables and fruits in my daily diet, and I know that I should get off the couch and do a little bit more working out and getting it out there. So I'm part of that field that needs to make these changes. Now, we talk about a change in doing something subtly, and don't worry, folks, we're going to get into some of the weirder stuff like reincarnation, prayers, crystals, medical. But I want to cover that, you know, there are ways that can be done that you don't need to, you don't have to rely on drugs. You don't have to rely on medical equipment to keep you alive. There are simple things that can help to extend your life and get you to the next point and see more evolution with our bodies.
Absolutely. Now you're speaking my language.
Excellent. That's what I want to do. I'm trying to. You know, it's hard. I don't have much over a high school education, Doc, so you're going to have to bear with me.
You know what's important, Dave? It's not education. It's attitude.
Right.
And I think you've got the right attitude. I've known lots of physicians who don't have the right attitude. And
well, you can tell attitude and intent are a huge part of life, because when I sit back and I watch people like George Burns, who lived to 100 years old, and although he fell apart in like the last year of his life mentally and things weren't going so well for him, he had 99 pretty amazing years, and he smoked, he drank, and he ate what he wanted. Same with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, a lot of these guys. They just lived the life they wanted, and they were intent, and they showed they were positive, they were happy, they did what they wanted to do, and they lived in abundance and lived in love and lived in a place where they did things that they loved, and they extended their lifespan far beyond what a lot of people thought that they should have, you know, with their partying ways and their hard living. You would have thought that these guys should have been dead long ago.
Well, you could certainly overcome a lot of unhealthy habits with the right attitude. We know that something like 75% of the people who die of cancer have lifelong depression. 75% of the people who die of heart disease have lifelong anger. I mean, those are huge statistics.
Well, how is there a correlation? Because I'll tell you, and I'll be honest with you on this. I've suffered from depression most of my life. And it's something, you know, I don't know. You know, it's real easy to blame big tobacco, because my mom was a chain smoker when she was pregnant with me. And this was back in the day before they knew it was bad for you. But, you know, I've always kind of dealt with levels of depression. We've had a high level of cancer in our family. Can I turn that around, even at the age of 41, to make it that, you know, cancer's not going to grab a hold of me? Do you believe that?
Absolutely, no question about it. And most of my work for the last almost 40 years has been in treating people with depression. In fact, I've treated over 30,250 people with depression that had failed conventional medicine. And I can get 85% of people out of depression totally safely without drugs in 2 weeks.
Can you give us a little hint on how do you do something like that? How do you make that drastic a change when a life has been spent training the brain to be going down the wrong neural pathways?
Well, there are two simple tools. One of them is called cranial electrical stimulation. It's not shock therapy. This is a tiny little stimulator that puts out just 2 milliamps of current at 15,000 cycles per second.
Is this like a TENS unit?
It is a type of TENS unit specifically for the head. And it's so safe you could drive your car while wearing it. And that alone will get 50% of people out of depression if they do nothing else. It activates both beta endorphin and serotonin.
And now, for people that don't know what a TENS unit is, unfortunately, I found out the hard way. I had knee surgeries my whole life because I kept blowing my knees out. And a TENS unit's actually like electrodes, and I'm going the rudimentary version here, but they actually kind of block the pain sensors. Isn't that right?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm the one who created TENS.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It helped me get through a lot of knee surgeries. I appreciate that.
It's a terrific tool.
Yes.
And back in the mid-60s, I started using that. And now it's used around the world, and basically it is a very tiny and very safe electrical current with electrodes that are pasted either side or around and above and below the pain. And it can be tremendous, especially in things like a pain restricted to a knee joint. But there's a special version of it, which I discovered in 1975, that can be used on the head. And again, so safe. I mean, I could be using it. I wouldn't want to use it this time of night because it would keep me from sleeping. But using it in the morning, it not only will treat depression, but help you sleep better the next night.
And now, does that help you as well with, you know, so many people, including myself, are living hectic lives and pace. Will that help clear the fog?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. When I get up, even though I am very blessed, I have not been depressed. I had one day of depression about 13 years ago when I'd been paralyzed by someone whose head I cut off in a previous life. And we can get back into that.
Well, that's karma coming back for you, Doc.
It is. It is. True. And I had surgery for it, and there is a place for surgery, of course, as there is for drugs. But, you know, a week after the surgery, I was doing my Job thing, why me? And then I remembered, I have angelic guides. And my guide had once said to me, you know, people choose where in their life they will have their crises. In their relationships, in their career, in their finances, or in their bodies. You, speaking to me, have chosen to have them in your body. And when I recalled that, I said, okay, that's enough. I'd rather have it in my body than those other three places.
So it is just kind of a paradigm shift in allowing it to go other places so that it's not tearing you down physically.
Exactly. Oh. Now, the second thing we do is photostimulation with a pair of glasses that have flashing lights in them. And flashing lights at 1 to 7 pulses per second help anxiety, they help people relax, and when coupled with that electrical stimulator, we get an 85% improvement in depression.
I have an email here, and if you have an emailed question for the doctor, you can email it over to talk@ktlkfm.com. And I have a question here coming from Marty out of Coon Rapids. And he wants to know, though, Doc, with this 10 stimulator that you're mentioning for the head, is there any effect of it having, a negative effect on things? If you have an unexposed aneurysm or you have a brain malfunction like epilepsy, I'm just trying it's a long letter here. I'm trying to cut through the chase. But
yeah, I've used it in probably several hundred people who have epilepsy and never had a problem doing that. We've never had a complication of any kind in over 30,000 people. Now, I will have to say that it is not advised to use in somebody who has a cardiac pacemaker. And the only reason is it won't hurt you.
But it interrupts the electrical pattern that the pacemaker is
using. Exactly, just like a microwave.
Let's take a quick break here, Doc. We're going to come back and we'll talk more with you. Our guest is Dr. Norman Shealy, and if you'd like more information, you can go, it's normshealy.com, correct?
That is correct.
And it's Norm, S-H-E-A-L...
Why.com
for more information on Dr. Shealy. We'll be back with more. We'll take some more of your questions in email form. If you're in the chat room and you have questions, the lovely intern, Ben, is sitting inside. All you have to do is PM her a question, and we'll get that on the air this evening as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio here every Saturday and Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Good evening. Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio. This is Darkness Radio here with you every Saturday and Sunday night. Remember, if you missed the show live, folks, all you have to do is check out the website, click on Darkness Radio, and check out our podcast. You can get all of our luxurious 3 hours free. That's right, absolutely free. We must be crazy. Not only that, but we've cut out all commercials so you can enjoy it at your luxury, at your home, or at work. I hope that you'll tell your friends, relatives, and neighbors about it. We are here with you every weekend covering every aspect of the paranormal, from ghosts to UFOs, Bigfoot, and beyond. I want to make a quick mention, too, if you're interested, come on out, see Tim and I. We're going to be at the 3rd Annual Crypticon Horror Convention, taking place November 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Radisson in Roseville, Minnesota. A lot of cool horror movie guests are going to be out there, including Chris Sarandon. You recognize him as a vampire from Fright Night. He also did the voice of Jack Skellington in the classic Nightmare Before Christmas. And, of course, my kid's favorite, he played Prince Humperdinck from Princess Bride. He'll be out there. Got John Cassier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, man. He's going to be out there checking out and shaking hands. You've got just a lot of great people. For more information, check out CrypticonMinneapolis.com. Tim and I will be sitting out there having fun, meeting, greeting with you. We're going to be sitting there with the lovely and talented Miss Kelly Maroney from the star of Night of the Comet, also Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Chopping Mall, some other classic B-horror movies. You're going to want to come on out and visit us there. Looking forward to seeing you. I want to get back into tonight's guest. Our guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. Now, Dr. Shealy, let me ask you this. We were talking before the show about reincarnation. Can some of the maladies that we carry with us today, including depression, be a carryover from a past life or lifetimes?
I think almost all of them are. I actually believe that it is the cumulative stress of this life with those unfinished problems from previous lives that are the foundation for all disease.
Really? So how do we go about anchoring in this life to remove the crap from our past lives? I mean, that just seems like, you know, an unfair bag to be packed with when coming into this lifetime.
Well, that's what we choose to do. At least that's my belief. We choose our parents in order to gain knowledge and to make decisions. And so we can do it through meditation. We can do it through guided past life therapy with a superb past life therapist. I've done many, many, many hundreds, probably thousands, at this time of past life therapy sessions with people.
Hey, Doc, how do we know, though, you're involved in, is it a neurosurgeon, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we know this, right? We've heard the classic abduction stories now. So, you know, anybody that's abducted wakes up in a room full of bright lights on a table strapped down by little creatures with big heads and big eyes. We know that near-death experiences, we go through a tunnel, we see a light, we hear voices from grandma and grandpa. We have these things kind of preloaded into our brain from movies, from TV, from experiences, things that we've read, heard about. How do we know that these are vivid, not vividly imaginative experiences, but true recollections? Because, you know, I've got friends that are deep into, Gettysburg stuff and you know, Civil War information and knowledge. And, you know, it's just been a hobby of theirs. They love to read about this stuff. And then they, lo and behold, they go through a past life regression and they were a platoon sergeant in the 1st Regiment of the Blue and Gray, blah, 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 you know, and they go through this. Well, how do we know it's just not that they had that knowledge and because of their love and passion for that time in history that they're just superimposing their want and desire into being that person from that time frame?
Well, let me just give you two examples.
I'll let you give me three. I'm a giving guy.
Okay. A very close friend of mine has a currently 8-year-old daughter. When the daughter was about 5, she says to the mother, "Last time I wanted to come in, you didn't want me to. I would have been your sister." Her mother had had an abortion when my friend was in her teens.
Okay.
And the teenage girl, you know, pushed her mother not to have the child. I mean, where does something like that come from in a 5-year-old? And it's a true story. Or the little 3.5-year-old who says to the mother, "Last time I wanted to come in, you weren't ready for me." And again, this mother had an abortion some 2 or 3 years before this particular child was born. I mean, those are classic cases. Now, of course, Ian Stevenson, professor of psychiatry at University of Virginia, in his lifetime collected over 1,000 cases of children who early in life stated things similar to that that could be proven.
All right. Now, have you heard of this? Now, this was an interesting thing that stuck to me talking about past lives and pregnancy, that in there are some women that you'll see that appear in this lifetime to be heavy set, but they appear to be carrying a child. But they're not pregnant. And they go through a past life regression, find out that they, A, died in childbirth, or that they may have suffered a miscarriage or a loss in their previous life, but the spirit did not leave, and it's clinging. So they're actually going through a false pregnancy in this lifetime. Have you heard of that, and can that be cleared away as well?
Oh, yes.
So that's not just out there. I mean, that's something you're aware of and have heard of as well?
That is something I've heard of, and it certainly can be, you know, part of the broad spectrum of these diseases that we carry. Now, it may be difficult to prove this particular case, but let's just go for it. 13 years ago, a physician from Canada came down, jerked my neck, paralyzed me, and left. I fortunately got emergency neurosurgery and, you know, pretty well recovered. I knew at the time it was karmic. It took me a long time to figure it out. But eventually, I actually had a spontaneous recall of a time, let us say several hundred years ago, when I wasn't as good as I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I had this man murdered. He was my son in that life. This is the man who came back and jerked my neck and paralyzed me. I have had that confirmed by three of the best intuitives in the world.
Now, do you front load them? Or are you going to them and you say, I had an experience I'd like to know about, and then do they fulfill your information that way? Or do you front load them with saying, you know, I think that this was possibly a past life karmic thing, and then they kind of, oh, yeah, I definitely pick up on that.
Oh, yes. And in fact, my latest book.
So wait, you do front load them by giving them an information, or
no,
do you?
No.
Okay.
That particular information came to me originally from the most important intuitive in my life who doesn't wish to be public. In fact, I wrote a book called Pony Wisdom for the Soul, which tells her story, which is pretty far out in itself. And by the way, that was published right there in Minneapolis. But by Galdi Press.
Oh, sure, okay.
And this woman just is phenomenal. She actually told me the situation. Or we could take the one where I had nightmares for years of awaking, being choked to death. And when I finally knew from her who it was, I was indeed choked to death about 250 years ago. I've never had another nightmare.
So is it just facing the knowledge?
Yes.
Is when you see this, it's understanding and accepting what it is. Now, I don't want to give away because I people are mean, and you tell them what your fear is, they want to screw with you. I have an overwhelming fear, and let's just call it, of squirrels. Okay? I have an overwhelming, does that mean that in a past life I was bitten and murdered by a squirrel, and that's why I'm so unnerved by them at this point in my life?
Well, I don't think it has to be that. It could be something, you may well have been bitten by a squirrel and died of rabies or who knows what. That's certainly a possibility.
Okay, so but once I accept that may have been my past life, will that release the fear of, we'll call it, squirrels in this lifetime?
If you are open to understanding...
My boss is looking at me through the glass. Now he wants to know what I'm afraid of. I just know what's going to happen this year.
A squirrel's coming in the studio any minute.
That's right. When I come in for the annual pay raise, he's going to have a squirrel sitting on his desk waiting to talk to me. So when you face it, what do you think? Will that then help me to release my fear of that and be able to move forward?
Right. Yes. I've done this with hundreds of patients.
So in the next life, I'm going to be terrified of wives, right? Because I've had two here that didn't work out too well for me. We got to take
a
break.
The two you've had probably are related to bad relations in a previous life with them.
Oh, God, does that mean I'm trapped into this existence for the next 14 lives, that it's just going to keep following me around?
Unless you deal with it.
I'm going to deal with it. Let's talk about that when we come back. We have to take our quick bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Darkness Radio right here for your home of paranormal listening every Saturday and Sunday night on... Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Again, Tim is not with us this evening. Unfortunately, Tim lost his stepfather over the weekend. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, buddy, and we'll look to have you back with us real soon. Our guest this evening is Dr. Norm Shealy. He's going to be part of the Edge Life Expo that's going to be taking place next weekend here in Minneapolis at the Convention Center. If you'd like free tickets as a listener to Darkness Radio, give Patty a call with Edge Life at 952-406-8216. Again, that's 952-406-8216. And there you go. For those of you listening on the podcast version that always say, hey, it's not fair that all the people that listen live get cool stuff, you get it too. If you listen to the podcast and want to be a part of the Edge Life Expo, I recommend going out and see this, because you get to meet Dr. Shealy. You get to meet a lot of fantastic speakers. It'll be in town and give you a chance to hear some of the best thoughts and beliefs out there in the world of holistic medicine. We're going to go back to our guest. Our guest again is Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, we were talking about releasing the past and being able to move forward in the future. Do you think that that's paramount for all of us to approach it. How do you know? I mean, how do people wrap their heads around? I got to guess, coming from a scientific community and being a neurosurgeon, do other doctors in your field look at you like you're completely out of your mind, or is it pretty much becoming more standard practice for the medicinal world to accept that there's a lot more going on than we were given credit to it before?
Unfortunately, Dave, a great majority of physicians are pawns, serfs, pimps for the pharmacomafia. They are owned lock, stock, and gonads by the pharmaceutical industry. And so they're not interested in anything but drugs.
They start us off on those Flintstone chewables, and they just won't let up, man.
I wish it were as simple as Flintstone chewables. No, most physicians have not. But most physicians are, you know, if you're owned by the pharmaceutical industry, there's not much you can do. You're stuck. They're going to have to wait and come back in another life.
Well, I'm getting emails here. People want to know, where can they get those TENS units that you're mentioning that you can hook up to the head to help you clear up the fog and get out of depression? Is it something that's affordable to everybody? Is it something that you go in for treatments for, or what do you do?
Well, it does require a prescription, thanks to our FDA.
Okay.
But you can get a prescription from any physician and get them. And if people, you know, want to email me, I'll be happy to give them more information about it.
And how do they email you? Where at?
Norm@normsheely.com.
Well, that's an easy enough one to come up with, huh?
and you know, it's one of my favorites. There's just no question that every depressed person should be treated this way. I gave a talk at the Department of Psychiatry at University of Missouri this March. And, you know, the residents were very receptive. And the senior staff who invited me, even after I talked about it, this one guy says, "Well, Dr. Sheely, if you've cured 85% of 30,000 people, why haven't you got a Nobel Prize?" You know, it was just his way of putting me down.
Hmm.
And that's unfortunately the way most conventional medicine is today. They invite me and then they insult me. Instead of saying, "Hey, that's good treatment, we ought to try that instead of these drugs," which at best are 17% effective.
And that's what I find is so problematic with this field, you know, in regular medicines. And I've watched people dwindle away from cancers, from heart problems, from brain issues, from Parkinson's, from Alzheimer's. And I see people that we meet that try alternative methods that are proven and are out there but are just not in the mainstream yet. And they're showing amazingly dramatic effects that are going on.
The interesting thing is that average life expectancy supposedly is increased by 4 months with chemotherapy. And that's after 6 to 12 months of torture.
Mm.
Couldn't pay me to have it.
No, not at all. Well, but people are looking for that reason. Why do you think that there's not more being done? You know, I would guess, you know, wouldn't help the medical community to say, let's try conventional methods. Let's try chemotherapy. Okay, it's not working. Now let's try this new TENS method, or let's try this method or crystals and you know, try that and see how it works. Doesn't it behoove the doctor to show the patient that, okay, drugs are obviously not working. The chemotherapy, radiation is not working. We've done that. We can still prescribe crystal therapy to you now, and let's try that method. Why are doctors just, you know, giving people a death sentence and saying, you know, I at this point I think you have 6 years to live or 6 months?
Unfortunately, you're using common sense, which is an uncommon commodity.
Yeah, I got mine off eBay.
When people have been brainwashed, it's very difficult to get them to change. If they don't want to, especially.
Yeah, but in times of dire need and want, I would think that, you know, the medical community, if they're run by money, it's going to be real easy to tweak them and be able to make some more money. Now, we talked about crystals, too, off air. Now that's been the part that's to me, you know, I understand electrically stimulating the brain and body parts because it does, you know, it blocks bad neural pathways, it blocks pain receptors, I can understand that. I can't wrap my head around a couple of rocks placed on my chest are going to release my tensions and pressures and pains. And there's no way to, you know, if I could look at the rock and it starts to change color as it's happening, so I have a way to judge it, I'd feel a lot better. But I mean, how do crystals and gems actually work for that type of thing?
As a matter of fact, it was a wonderful Minnesota genius who funded my research to do that. He wrote and said, if you will investigate whether crystals can help healing, mm-hmm. I'll give you a research grant. And so it took me a while to figure out what to do, but I knew that we could cure depression with, you know, my approach. But obviously people have to keep doing certain things or it'll come back. And so we treated 200 people with depression. Half of them were given glass crystals.
Okay.
Half of them were given quartz crystals. And when they went home, at the end of the 2 weeks, 85% of them were better. 3 months later, those who got glass, only 28% were better. Those who got quartz, 70% were still okay. That is statistically significant at the 0.0001 level.
What is the crystal doing for the people? How is it affecting?
It is piezoelectric. Piezoelectric means if you tap it physically, it will convert the pressure into electricity. So quartz can store, receive, and transmit electromagnetic energy. So we programmed the crystal, or each person programmed his or her crystal. They wore it. They reprogrammed every day for a week and once a week thereafter. And it worked. I mean, less than one chance in 1,000 that this was not.
Can't we look at, though, if that's true, shouldn't it be quantifiable? Can't we take a crystal that's been working with a depression patient? Because a crystal has its own properties to begin with. If it's actually being changed by the electromagnetic field of a human and their issues and things that are in there, shouldn't we be able to dissect that crystal and be able to see physiological changes in that crystal that's now containing a different energy?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the tools at this point to measure that kind of subtle energy. All we can measure is the outcome or the effect of it. But you know, my reaction is, if it's that successful, why not use it as an adjunct?
Right.
Now, let me just go really further and tell you my latest discovery.
Well, why don't we do this? We'll do that when we come back. We have one last break here with you for the hour. Why don't we come back and we'll talk about this last discovery before we wrap up the hour. Is that all right with you?
You bet.
All right, great. Well, you're listening to Darkness Radio. Our guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. If you want more information, check out his website at normshealy.com. That's SHEALY.com. We'll be back with more right here. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. Our guest this evening is Dr. Norm Shealy. You can meet Dr. Shealy next week at the Edge Life Expo taking place at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We got a great deal for you, too. Listeners of Darkness Radio, call Patty at 952-406-8216. You're going to get free passes to go out to the Edge Life Expo and check it out, see all these fantastic speakers that are going to be there. And for those of you listening in the archives, you too can take advantage of this. Give a call to Patty at 952-406-8216 to get those tickets. Hey, we got something exciting coming up for next Saturday. We have Psychic Tiffany is going to be back in studio with us, and we're going to be talking to some of the most popular radio show morning hosts in the Twin Cities area are going to be coming in for live readings with Psychic Tiffany. She's going to be trying to help them connect with loved ones that have crossed over to the other side. It's going to be an interesting show, to say the least. You're going to want to tune into that next Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to go 3 hours solid of doing different readings with some of the best personalities in the Twin Cities radio market. I hope that you'll check us out and listen again. That's next Saturday from 9 to midnight right here on 100.3 K-Talk. We're going to go back to our guest, Dr. Norm Shealy, is on the line. Now, Dr. Shealy, you were alluding to the fact that you have a new discovery that you wanted to chat about.
Right. How about extending your life by just lying on a bed of electromagnetic energy?
I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Okay, well, we have proven
okay
that we can regrow the telomeres, which are the tail of your DNA. They are responsible for your health and your longevity. Under ordinary circumstances, you lose 1% of the length of the telomeres every year of life starting at birth. Well, we can regrow that telomere at 3.5% per year. That's actually 4.5% better than without doing this. And it means that you're lying on a mat that puts out human DNA frequency 54 to 78 billion cycles per second at a 1 billionth of a watt per personometer square. Actually, I call it solar homeopathy, because the sun does put out these frequencies. So all we're doing is just allowing you in 30 to 60 minutes a day to absorb this frequency. And I will be presenting that in December at the Anti-Aging Conference of 4,500 Physicians in Las Vegas.
Now, explain this bed to me again. I know our good friend Dr. Barry Taff has been using an experimental therapy here, where he lays on an electrical mat. It's like an electromagnetic mattress as well that has helped him with some of the maladies that he's been dealing with. And he said it's like night and day difference when he does these 20-minute studies on them every, you know, once a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that you don't lose frequency in your DNA. You lose amplitude. Essentially, your battery wears out. All we're doing is recharging the human DNA battery. I began learning this 16 years ago when I was invited to the Ukraine to study what they call microwave resonance therapy. They were applying it through specific acupuncture points, and I've done a lot of work with that as well. But for most people, they're not willing to take 30 minutes a day to do that. And so we've come up with a way of bathing the whole body in these frequencies, and it appears, and we can certainly prove that you absorb those through the skin. That we can measure.
I'm interested. Now, you mentioned the holistic properties, the healing properties of the sun. Have you heard of this lunar transference, where they're using like solar panels, but they're lunar light panels that actually reflect lunar light at you? And I hear that they're having dramatic response on things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer patients with this. Are you familiar with this?
I'm not familiar with that one, Dave. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I found it was an obscure little article I found about a year ago, and I've been trying to get in touch with the people that were involved in the article, and it's like sometimes it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. They talk about it, but it's hard to track down the people that are actually involved in the studies, and when you get them, a lot of times they don't want to discuss it because they're not complete with their findings. But we know the lunar pole and the principles are, you know, they have effect on tide, which has an effect on our water supply in our body, right? We're what, 80% water?
No question. You know, if the moon can pull the ocean, it obviously has tremendous effects upon us, as does the sun.
Right. And with that, though, is there, I'm just curious, I mean, how do we start to quantify these findings to show people that they should be looking seriously into these different holistic forms of healing and methodology? How do people know where to look for, you know, if I have a cancer, this is what I should look for. If I have
well, they can always
autism,
sign up for my newsletter. I have a free email newsletter.
Oh, that's great.
And if they just go to normshealy.com, they can sign up. And every week I put out another one, and there in the archives I've got about 175 articles that are still there. They can look up in optimal recommendations and archives in the newsletters. And, you know, I think they have to go to the experts in the alternative holistic medical field.
Do you believe that just by changing your perspective, honestly, being involved in neurology, you know, we know prayer has worked immensely well. We, on our radio station site at Darkness Radio, if you go check on our MySpace blog, I have people that send me prayer and healing requests all the time. And I simply post a blog, and I'll get anywhere between 300 to 1,500 reads of that blog. And we've had some amazing results. We have energy healers. We have practitioners. We have Reiki healers. We have people that pray. And we'll see dramatic changes. You know, people that have literally been on deathbeds that come back and they're doing perfectly well, tapping into this. Is it the intent? Can I change? If I'm racked with cancer, can it be changed simply by shifting your mental consciousness and awareness?
Well, let me give you the first miracle history or case that I treated. In 1974, mm-hmm. A lady was sent to me for pain control, dying of cancer. On the 17th day of working with her, I did a 20-minute exercise of forgiveness. This woman who was brought in the room on a stretcher got up and walked out free of pain. Took 3 months for her cancer to go away. When I met her a year later, she said, during that exercise, I suddenly realized how much I hated my family. And I decided I'm not going to let the bastards kill me. I got well. My husband committed suicide. And that's true. This actually true. By the way, I looked up lunotherapy and found all kinds of information. I'll go do some more work on it.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to have you back on, and we'll talk about that maybe at another show as well. And I do want to mention this. We've got about a minute left in the show here, and we're going to have you back near the end of November, around the 22nd. But you were talking to me about the Committee of 300, this kind of evil empire that actually runs, you believe, the entire world.
Yes.
And this is off topic, but I wanted to throw this at you. Has the, because we've got it in a couple days here, in your belief with this Committee of 300 and the evil empire, do you believe that the presidency has already been won? And who's going to be our next president?
They've already chosen who will win.
Who's it going to be, Dr. Sheely?
Well, unfortunately, it's going to be Obama. And I think that'll be the worst thing that's ever happened to this country.
Why do you believe that?
I think he is a Marxist, narcissistic, you know, psychopath.
Good. Now my boss is happy we're actually working a little politics into my radio show. Well, Dr. Sheely, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the evening with us. We look forward to talking to you more about this and getting into some of the conspiracy theories of the Committee of 300 that'll take place around the end of the month. And thank you for spending time with us this evening. People, again, can see you at the Edge Life Expo next weekend at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Thank you, sir. Everybody can go check out your website at normsheely.com. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up at the top of the hour with Susan Weishart. Soul Visioning is the name of the book. Right here on 100.3 K-Talk.